As promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at Clemson. 11th full season at Clemson. He has won National Coach of the Year honors from at least one organization in 5 of the last 7 years. Led the Tigers to 5 ACC titles and a couple of national titles. Clemson is 11-0. They're 8-0 in conference, and they're at South Carolina November 30th. That's a noon Eastern game. Dabo Swinney is my guest. Dabo, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. Let me ask you about Saturday's win over a good Wake Forest team. That also was senior day. I understand you still have work to be done this year, but when you look at that senior class and everything that it has accomplished, how special is that group to you? What have they meant to you?
Oh, man, amazing group. You know, last year's team, we really could have played in spring ball. We could have spotted the ball and played. It was so many veterans, so many seniors, all this leadership, and obviously they went 15-0. We spent this entire spring and summer talking about all the guys who were gone. But this senior group, not big, but a really special group of young people. And they got their 52nd win on Saturday, and that's the fastest to 52 ever. 52 wins in 55 games. So just super proud of them. They've spent their entire career in the top 10, but they had a lot of pressure on them this year, you know, from a leadership standpoint with all the guys who were gone, and they've just done an amazing job. I mean, just an amazing job, and I'm so glad I got a few more games with them. It was kind of sad to see us close up shop here at our home stadium, but it was a beautiful day and they played just awesome against a really tough Wake Forest team that was giving everybody trouble.
Dabo Swinney, my guest. You know, when you talk about guys and pressure, everybody's under pressure. But after the win, you made the point that Trevor Lawrence is playing like the best player in the country right now. Although you might not have necessarily said that earlier this season. What to you, Dabo, has been the biggest difference from the start of the season to right now with Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've played 11 games, and he's really played well in, you know, pretty much 10 of the 11 games. He's played well all year. He's had about 8 really bad plays, and especially early in the season, he had a few just plays where he tried to do too much, and he was still the best player. He just wasn't playing as the best player. But I think these last 6 games or so, he has been just phenomenal. I mean, unbelievable what he's done. And I think just the biggest thing was just him, you know, not doing too much, checking the ball down a little bit more and just playing within the system. I think sometimes you can be too experienced, and you all of a sudden think you know a lot and you can do a little more. But he just got back to the basics and the fundamentals of what we do, and he's done an awesome job. So super proud of him. He's had a heck of a run these last 6 or 7 weeks and threw 4 touchdowns, career high for himself the other day, and his efficiency is higher than it was this time last year. He's a much better player than he was this time last year. But for whatever reason, at the beginning of the year, he was playing well, but the focus was on what he didn't do, his bad plays, instead of his good plays. But he worked through that, and now he's in a good spot and really excited about leading us into this phase of our season.
We're talking to Dabo Swinney. Now, when you talk about the phase of the season, you might be referring to this because I know you and the team refer to November as the championship phase. Can you lay that out for me? What do you mean by that? And do you notice a change in the guys when they get to the so-called championship phase?
Yeah, well, for us, everything builds to this moment. And so our year starts in January. And probably about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I started breaking the year down, the journey. I call it the journey, and I started breaking it down into phases. January to April is what we call get ready, the get ready phase, and that's your off season, that's spring practice, and then May, June, and July is what we call transformation. So now you're taking all the things from the spring and going to transform over the summer, and then August is prime time. In August, September, October, that's prime time. And then November's championship time. We have a state championship. We hope to be, we know we'll be competing for a division championship in November. We were able to clinch that. Now we have an opportunity to finish out this season. So November, December is our championship phase. And, And, you know, it's just kind of helped us have a kind of break the year into segments. And then we have a daily focus that goes with that. So, hey, what we do on Monday and Tuesday, and it's just helped us to stay focused on what we're doing and be in the moment and be consistent.
We're talking to Dabo Swinney. Now, you're 11-0. You've won 26 straight, including a national title. I mean, it seems like kind of a silly thing to ask, but do you feel, because it almost feels to me like you're being somewhat overlooked. Now, I understand you're not interested in getting love from the polls at this point of the year. That's not what it's about. I understand that you're focused on the road ahead, but does it feel like folks might be sleeping on this team a little bit?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I think people have been trying to talk us out of the playoff all year. And everybody spends more time talking about who we play as opposed to who we are. And, you know, we play the same people we've always played, and we've been pretty successful in the last 8-9 years. So, you know, we've got a really good team. And I think, again, early in the year, I mean, we've dominated every game but one. And that was on the road, and we didn't play well, and you know, but we won the game. And, you know, it just has been a little bit of that rhetoric all year long, but, you know, we just kind of stay about our business, and we all know that it'll all work itself out in the end. And here we are now. There's just a few undefeated teams left. This team right here, although we got here differently than last year's team, I really feel like this team's ahead of last year's team, you know, from my perspective. I think that we're playing better on defense. We're giving up fewer points, and I think offensively there's not even a comparison to where we were at this space last year. We're playing really well. We're better at quarterback. We're better in the OL. We're better at running back. We're better at receiver. And then defensively, this is the best back seven I've ever coached. And they're just doing a tremendous job. We've grown up front. We've created some depth. And so, you know, I just – all I can tell you is what I see every day, and I see a group of young, committed players. We've played more freshmen than any team in the country, and we've played more players per game than any team in the country. And so I'm excited about where we are. I think that we're a team that has a chance. I mean, you got to go earn it. You got to, man, we know that for us, people ask me, what's the hardest part about us trying to repeat as a national champion? And my answer is easy. Well, it means we got to go 30-0 because that's what it's going to take. So there's nothing easy about that. But here's what I know. You can't win 30 until you win 27. So we're just trying to stay focused on the task at hand, and that's when our state championship. And if we do that, all the rest of it will come out in the wash in the end.
Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney joins me for another moment or so. You know, Sunday's Texans-Ravens game between Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson was a reminder of that 2016 game when Louisville came to the Valley. When you think back on that game and those two quarterbacks going at it, what sticks out to you the most?
Man, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was just, you know, we got a lead on them. And then Lamar Jackson brings them back, and they end up getting the lead. And, you know, Deshaun threw a couple picks, but he didn't flinch. And then he comes right back. We get a big kick return by Artavis Scott. And then we hit Jordan Leggett for a big touchdown. And, I mean, it was just a back and forth. Literally, you knew there was a point in that fourth quarter where you just knew it was going to come down to the last play. I mean, it was just like no doubt about it. Both quarterbacks were trying to will their team to victory, and you could sense that, and neither one of them flinched. I've always had a lot of respect for Lamar Jackson and the type of competitor he is, and it did. It came down to one play, and, you know, our DB, Marcus Edmund, you know, knocked their receiver out of bounds just short of the first down, and it was an epic moment and just a beautiful, beautiful football game by a bunch of great competitors.
You know, Dabo, before I let you go, you got a big birthday coming up this week. In fact, it's tomorrow. I got to wish you a happy birthday a day early. I got to ask the question, though, are you going to make time to celebrate for that big day? And if so, how do you go about doing that? Because it's a pretty big one. Are you going to allow yourself a slice of cake, or are you just locked in on business?
Oh, man. Fortunately, you know, we got this open date this week. So, heck yeah, man, we're going to celebrate. I can't wait. We got practice tomorrow. And then afterwards, I'm sure we got our normal team dinner, and I'm sure we'll have some fun with that. And then my wife's making my favorite cake. So we'll probably go home tomorrow night and do the birthday thing and just have some fun. So it's been a – I might have a might have a late night basketball game against one of my sons because I've been he's been challenging me here. Now that I'm 50, he thinks he can take me down, so I may have to accept that challenge. It's amazing. I can't believe I'm gonna be 50. I mean, I still feel like I'm 30. So I guess this is the new 30.
So what's the secret? If 50 is the new 30, how'd you make it so? What is the secret?
I went to college when I was 18. And I never left. You know, I've been with a bunch of 18 to 23 year olds my whole life, and I just around these young guys every day. I work out. I run. I play basketball. I enjoy what I do. You know, I get to do it's a dream to be able to do something for a living that I don't really see as a job. You know, it's a passion, and I guess that's a part of it. But I just stay active and busy. My mind's always working, and I love to compete. I get to compete at a high level, and I think all those things keep you young. But probably more than anything is the good Lord gave me some perspective. So I try not to get too high or too low. Just try to have joy in each and every day.
Great stuff. I love it. Dabo Swinney, the head coach of Clemson. They've got the open date. They're 11-0, 8-0, and they're out at South Carolina on November 30th. Dabo, happy birthday and a day early. You know, I appreciate the relationship, and it's always so good to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. You got it. Dabo. He turns 50 tomorrow.